he's tired, but I think he feels very good.
Why is it? We should talk briefly tonight. See Roger tomorrow at 10. Were you able to reassure him on Roger's view all sure. Line and all the rest of him?
He's been very good all through this. I said, Ware's been excellent. Ware's been away, but this man has been.
Yeah.
I have very. Of course, the wisdom is nobody knows what the hell's in that fight. Just keep that fight here for his life. Because any of you should all of this bureaucracy, Kevin Hart, the enemies, all that stuff. They're the only ones that have waited. Shape. Henry had a hell of a time with you. He's a paranoid of the first order.
Sure. After the election, somebody was paranoid. But that's what they do with the election. I thought it was cold steel. I feel it now, don't you? What else can you say to him?
We've got a good arrangement. We've got the means to do it. We're just going to have to get the hell out of there. We've done all that has to be done. He can't cut it with a beam man with all that equipment, then goddamn, he wasn't worth saving in the first place.
That's right. He can't cut it.
He'll cut it, all right, because they're on their knees. And I think they do want to settle. That I have no doubt about.
Of course, the Jews are hurting. I think people are eating wrong. What Roger says the Koreans and probably the Chinese nationals are.
Well, I'm going to tell you some of the atrocious charges. He made some really atrocious charges.
Well, you covered that in his memorandum, isn't it? We went to Peking and Moscow. We were building up the American press against him on the real health. He must not be thinking straight. I wonder if Bunker's lost his influence over his stroke. Apparently, they would have.
He lost his patience with Chu, and Chu just cut him off.
What one? The last one?
Yes, when he rigged that goddamn thing, it didn't even have a vote. That disturbed Bunker a great deal.
So we'll make this quite brief tonight.
Oh, I think so. No, Henry's all right. In fact, I think it's a little relieved. I'm personally relieved. It's going to be messy, and it couldn't help. It could only hurt.
Right now, we want to hurt because you want to keep them confused and buzzed up.
And that's easy, right? In 2 weeks, I think we're going to let Henry get out when we hear back from the North Vietnamese substantively and do a little press background or just not on substance, just on what's been going on. Any progress. We've got some things to settle.
You've got to use the word progress.
Right.
So we can get
what we have. We made incredible progress. My God.
We have. Why is it? He said we don't want to ever say it. Or you don't want anybody else to say it, but he's got to say it.
No, we can say it now.
He can. And say, now it's. What about the election? It's not the factor. We believe we're making progress. We're going to make work without regard to the election. I think he ought to put that meeting in the meeting. If they agree with that meeting before the election, yeah, we should leave it again this weekend.
I think if we get to it Wednesday, Tuesday, next week.
Try it.
The more time we buy between now and then, the better. This will be a fat 3 week. At the briefings, it'll take 3 weeks to go on the other side.
Right. I think I'll do that. Maybe you thought I had to tell you. But if not, maybe not.
Well, Henry had to leave it a little. He had to smooth it over a little bit before he left, so it's on the break itself. He had to smooth it over a little bit this morning when he left. On the other hand, he left it pretty threatening. That they're behind him unless he makes it impossible for us to continue to support him. I think the guy's sick. has to be that. I think he's personally insecure within his own group.
Jesus Christ will not take his place. We will flesh the whole thing.
No, he'll survive. I think we've given him enough to chew on now. He knows we're determined to do this. If he really thinks about it, he's got a pretty damn good deal. And it'll take a few weeks, and he'll start posturing for this.
Well, he seems to be leaving something on the sideline. In fact, it seems better than the others. Now, that may be for his domestic mission. You never know.
And, of course, they're planning like hell for a ceasefire in the South Vietnamese forces. So they're...
fire, let me say.
They're planning for a ceasefire. Oh, yeah. Down in the military. I think they're had a rousing crowd up there in New York. They've got a damn good press on it. So an overflow crowd held up the motorcade. It's good reporting. Stuff.